We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daftun Gimel Amud Beis. We are beginning 12 lines from the top on the Gimel Amud Beis. The first word on the line is Lei, right after that, 12 lines from the top. We're continuing Pshat in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says someone who's Mezana with his mother, who's also his father's wife, so he's Chayef for two. Two Chatois, one for Aim and one for Eishes Ha'av. Rav Yehuda said, no, you only chayef for aim. Rashi was, what's pshat Rav Yehuda? So the first pshat in the Gemara was, Rav Yehuda was talking about a specific case where it was a chayef ilavim, that his father was married to his mother, be'isser, and therefore there was no chayef for eishes av, because no tfisas kedushin. Now the Gemara is going to bring down, like our Mishnah, a brice is like a Mishnah, we have to explain pshat. He also Rav Yitzchak, toni kedetanan. He has a brice like it says in our Mishnah. Rav Yehuda, even though this mother is a legitimate Eishes Ha'av, you only chay for aim, the Isser of Mezana with the aim, not with Mezana with Eishes Ha'av. And the Shabbos, why? But time am I? What's the reason? Now, there's a few psukim we're going to deal with, and the first two psukim we're dealing with are in Perek Yud Ches, once Pasuk Zayin, once Pasuk Ches. In Pasuk Zayin, it says like this, Eves Avicha Ve'Evras Imcha Loi Segale, Imcha Hi Loi Segale Ervasa. And we're assuming it means like this. Eves Avicha means Eishes Avicha. Ve'Eves Imcha means your mother. Lo Yisigale. Imcha Hi Lo Yisigale Avasa. That's one pasuk. Another pasuk says Eves Eishes Avicha. This is the first here. Eves Eishes Avicha Lo Yisigale. Eves Avicha Hi. So we have two pasukim. So Gemara says, Amar Bayit, Amar Kro, Imcha Hi. Mishum Ima Yat Mechai Ve'Iyat Mechai Mishum Eishes Av. He says, Pshat Rav Yehuda is, the first pasuk Zayin says, Eres Avicha of Eres Imcha Leisigale Imchi. What's it saying? It's saying Eres Avicha is Eish Avicha. Eres Imcha is your mother. Leisigale Imchi. Only Chayv Imcha. Leisigale Avasa. Only Chayv your mother. Leisigale Avasa. So he says that's the drasha. Who this drasha is? The Dafka Imchi. Dafka Chayv Aim and not Feish Yisav. Freitig Gemara on this drasha two kashas. Kasha number one. Elam Yata. It says in the next pasuk Ches. Eres Eish Avicha Leisigale Eres Avicha. It sounds like only Chayv Eish Avicha and not for the Aim. If you make that drasha, right? So it comes out. Let me out. Ever says she avichu segale. Ever says avichu who? Ever says avichu he? Meshum eish shav atem chayv. You only chayv because eish shav. V'yat chayv shum imoy. So it turns out like this. Eli imoy she eishes aviv koyachamayle. If you have a case where your mother is also your father's wife, there's two mutim each way. There's a paradox here. Each pasuk says to me the other one. So it'll come out like this. If your mezana with your mother that is your father's wife, the halacha will be is you're not going to be chayv anything because it's a miyut. It says imchi, vichi, and each one's my the other one. So it'll come out like this. How's the imay shein eshes aviv? If it's your mother, it's not a wife of your father, machayv, chayv. Also, eshes aviv shein imay. If it's eshes aviv, it's not your mother, it's also machayv. But imay shehi eshes aviv, like machayv klal. It'll come out that if it's both, it won't be chayv at all because you have two miyutim. And one says it's imchi and not a vicha, one says vichi and not a vicha, so you're not chayv anything. So it can't be the drasha's imchi. It makes no sense to say that drasha. Vesu, the rabban namik siv imchi. Also, if imchi is a drasha, so what does rabban do with imchi? So Gemara says, it must be the drasha of imchi and of vichi is something else. That's what Gemara tries to say. Elhum boilei kedrav sheisha d'brei d'rav idi. So according, just like in the rabban, you have to say it's going according to the sheisha d'brei d'rav idi. Like, who the nami, who boilei kedrav sheisha d'brei d'rav idi? Which is a drasha later on, which means what? That the Gemara later on talks about how do you know that there's an oinish for ima is not eishes aviv? Because in the parasha only it says the oinish for eishes aviv. How do you know a mother that's not eishes aviv, which means it was a mother through anusa, let's say, through wedlock? How do you know that there's an oinish there? So you learn out from the pasuk of imchehi that there's an oinish there. That's the Gemara thought right now. And the pasuk of avichahi is teaching us that ervas eishes avicha is also even after he dies. That's what the Gemara says. Maybe Imchihi is for that drasha of Rav Sheish and Rav Idi, which we just spoke out, the two drashas that could be, that Rav Sheish and Rav Idi said. So that's why it's not a drasha. So we still have to explain that. What's Pshat in Rav Yehuda that says when you have a mother that's a Eish Av, how do you know only Chayef for Imad? Because Imchihi and Avichi were using for a different drasha. So how do you know that Ervas, that a mother, that's a mother and a wife of the father, how do you know there's two Chatois? How do you know there's only one Chatois according to Rav Yehuda, only Chatois Imchihi? El vachabrei the rab ikom makra. The pasuk says ervasa a loshon yochid. It says ervas avicha ervas imcha leisigale imcha hi leisigale ervasa. So it's mashma only one erva. We chayev for one erva. M'sher erva at mechayev aviyat mechayev m'sher shtei ervas. And that teaches us the only chayev for one, which is what? Which is imay. which is the last part of the pasuk. Says imay only. That's what darshan. Only imchahi loisagal arvasa. Only imchahi will be chayefu. That's pshat Rav Yehuda. Frank the Gemara. We have a pasuk that says amiata ervas kalosko loisagale eshes binchahi. Now what are you going to say over here? If when we say he loisagale eshes binchahi, let's lashon of yachid. I read the whole pasuk. Ervas kalosko loisagale eshes binchahi loisagal arvasa. So you're going to tell me now that Hachinami Mishum Eva Achas At Mechayev Avir Mechayev Shtei Shtei Avos. Vatanan went to the Mishnah. What happens if this Kalosa is married to your son? She's still married. Vatanan Habal Kalosa Chayev Lo Mishum Kalosa. You Chayev for a daughter-in-law. Umishum Eishishish and Eishishish. Beim Mechayev Benoy Beim Lachav Eishis Benoy. This is a Kalosa like we learned in the Mishnah. Lo Yipalav Rabbi Yudah. Who doesn't argue on this? It's not Rabbi Yudah was masking. You Chayev for two over here. And the problem is, if it says Loshin Yochel is Galar Vasa, so he's only Mechayev for one. If you use the Drosh Lis Galar Vasa by Ein, they only Chayev for Ein, not Feishes Av. So why by Kalosa is he Moide Chayev Feishes Ish? I is Loshin Galar Vasa, he's Mechayev for one. Eli, you have to say, Kivin Chad Gufu, Avka Vatrei Surin. You know, since it's one Guf, even though it's two Asurim, Ksiv Er Vasa. It says Loshin Yochel Er Vasa. So Hachinami Kivin Chad Gufu, since it's here also by Eishes Av, that's Ein, Kivin Chad Gufu, Avka Vatrei Surin, Ksiv Er Vasa. So it's back Shver. What in the world is Pshat in Rav Yehuda? Elam or Rav? Rav say Pshat like this. We have to answer both those kashas. We're going to use the drasha imchi. We're going to have to answer the two kashas we said before. Elam Rav, because some Rav Yehuda, Ervas Avicha Zu Eishes Avicha, Maislav Exeria Shava. Which means like this, that there are two pesukim that we mentioned and a third pasuk. I want to mention all of them now just to get a little clear. The pasuk Vayikra Ches Yuzayin says, Ervas Avicha Ervas Imcha Leisigala, Imchi Leisigala Ervasa. There's another pasuk in pasuk Ches, Ervas Eisha Avicha Leisigala, Ervas Avicha Hi. The third pasuk, this pasuk is in Vayikra Chaf Yerav, it's in Parashas Kedoshim, where there the pasuk says, the Oynish, the Ish, Asher Yishkav, is Eishes Aviv, Eres Aviv Gila, Mois Yom Su Shneim Deyem Bam. This is the Mekar, the Meyem Bam, the Iketz Gila. Now, this pasuk, it says, Yishkav, Eishes Aviv, Eres Aviv Gila. And we learn now, just like this Eres Aviv is Eishes Aviv, so in pasuk Zayin, Eres Avicha also means Eres Aviv. Because like this, in the pasuk that says pasuk Zayin says Eres Avicha, Eres Imchil Esegali, Imchil Esegali Avasa, you could have said Eres Avicha just means Mishkav Zacha, someone's mezana with his father. Heino means Eishes Avicha. Teres is Exeris Shava, and it teaches us Eres Avicha means Eishes Avicha. So now, once this pasuk Eres Avicha means Eishes Avicha, it sounds like Eishes Avicha is your mother or not your mother. And it says again Eres Imchil Esegali. It teaches us there's an iser on a mother that's not a wife or a father. Then it says imchahi, which we use as a miyah to say that you only chayef for imoy, not for eishes av. Only chayef for imoy. I had a kasha was in pasuk ches said the same drasha avichahu. No, because there getting that pasuk eves eishes avicha according to this will not be used for eishes avicha because I know eishes avicha already from eves avicha, which we know from exeris shav means eishes avicha. So what does Eves Eishes Avicha mean? Eves Eishes Avicha is coming to tell us a different drasha according to Rav Yehuda. Eves Eishes Avicha is coming to tell us that there's a zara for Eishes Aviv la'acha Mois Aviv. After Mois Aviv, that's what's coming for. So it comes out that there's no paradox in two different miyutim because the pasuk in pasuk ches is not talking about Eishes Avicha. Eves Avicha is a new din of after Mois Aviv. It's a new din. And only the first pasuk talking about Eishes Avicha and Imcha, and it's saying Imchi only chayiv for Imcha, and this is also why it won't be shver and Rabban, because Rabban can't dash Imchi like that way. You know why? Because Rabban learned the first part of pasuk Zayin Eres Avicha talking about Mishkav Zacha, like we see in the Gemara Daf Nundala. Eres Avicha means someone who's mezana with his father, actually, and therefore there's no reason to say Imchi is mayan than that because I'm talking about Eishes Av there. The next pasuk was the Ches talking about Eishes Av, not this pasuk, and therefore it's not a kasha why Rabban want to make the meal. Let's see it inside. Elam Rava, Ksav Yehuda Eres Avicha Zu Eish Avicha. How do we know that? Ma'is Lovik Zeri Shava. Umas Rabbi Neish Shava She Imoi by Neish Shava She Ain Imoi. Either way, and then it says Imoi She Neish Shava. How do you know if it's Imoi? It's not Eish Shava that you're born through wedlock. How do you know? Menayin. How do you know you're Chayiv for that? Tamal Eres Mechalei Segale. That's not Pasuk Zayin Eres Mechalei Segale. Then it says Imchehi Mishum Imoi At Mechayiv and Chayiv Mishum Neish Shava. Only Imchehi is Chayiv. We have Mechayiv Mishum Neish Shava. But the Rabbanan can't use this drasha because the Rabbanan hold the beginning of Pasuk Eres Avicha is not talking about Eish Avicha. So when Avicha itself. And I, the kasha was the next pasuk. Why we say miyat avicha hi? The next pasuk, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not talking about eish avicha. Eish avicha doman eish avicha achlamisa, and therefore it's not shver. And with this hakdama, we will understand very well the tanya of asay the rava on daf nadal. But we'll wait till the next year to continue this continuation. But just try to get clear these three psukim Perek Yuches Zayin, Perek Yuches Ches, and then Vayikra Chof Yud Aleph, in order to understand Daf Nun Daled Bishleimus.